from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Possibly. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Bay Area, you ready?
Where are you going here?
You ready? ESPN sources, the Washington Wizards are finalizing a deal to send Chris Paul to the Golden State Warriors for a package that includes Jordan Poole.
That was about a year ago today, Goo, and we'll find out if Chris Paul's tenure ends with the Warriors today or not.
Have we ever in our six-year marriage started the show with the victory lap? Constitutes a victory lap,
yep.
And I hated every second of it.
Yeah, remember that was
one
of, that was probably my finest hour in 2023. If you're just joining us,
off to a slow start in 24.
I thought Chris Paul made a lot of sense for the Warriors. I was denigrated on text lines. I was laughed at on YouTube chats.
And look at you now.
I was told that I didn't know what I was talking about, but you know what? Something about Mike Dunleavy and myself. Two great basketball minds. We'll see. You wonder what we have up our sleeve now, don't you, Gil?
You know, well, it's just fitting that we're waiting on not the LeBron decision, but the CP3 decision a year to the day you made that announcement.
Yeah, so today is the deadline, 2 p.m. Warriors have to decide whether or not they guarantee Chris Paul's contract for next year. They could guarantee it. They could waive him, or they could push the deadline back a few days into free agency.
Stoddy, what's taking so long?
There's no.
We got till two.
The deadline hasn't passed.
Well, but still, when you get it, when something's firm and you know,
they got 4 hours.
This could have came down 2 days ago.
No, if they're working on a trade, they're going to go all the way up to 2 o'clock.
So that's what I'm getting at. So something's in the cooker.
I think stuff's been
in the crock pot.
Something's been in the crock pot for 3 or 4 days. I don't think it means that a move's definitely coming, but I think it's fair to say that Warriors are working on stuff. I just wonder how this
affects Clay.
What do you mean?
Like
he's gone.
Wow, man.
Gone. You know what's funny?
Yeah, look at you. Got it down.
You know what's funny?
What?
Everybody out there's kind of okay with Clay leaving. Till you find out he could be going to Denver.
No, we're all rooting for him, Stoney. Yeah, we're all rooting for him.
You're rooting for him to get a ring next year?
No.
Well,
but he's still on the team, so yeah, I am.
Denver and Dallas sniffing around for Klay Thompson.
Spray Klay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, to borrow a guru line, if Klay Thompson ends up in Dallas, that'll be the easiest basketball of his career.
You love that. I'm serious, sitting out there. Hey, Jokic, you got Jamal. Oh, you know where I'm at. Just kick it out, baby.
Oh, man. So, 888-957-9570. More stuff's happened since yesterday. And again, we should get the Chris Paul news at some point, ideally, during the show. I think Bronny James getting drafted at 52 is
fascinating. I did a 180 on Bronny.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to Norm. And we got Keith Smith at 11. Don't forget, Stoney.
Keith Smith of Spotrac and The Front Office Show. Used to work with the Orlando Sentinel. Let me tell you a little bit about Keith Smith.
The Front Office Show. I like that.
Keith Smith is the brainchild behind, did you know this? He was the brainchild behind the Orlando bubble.
Wow. No way.
I'm dead serious. He wrote a story back then about how that Disney campus in Orlando would be perfect for the NBA to continue its season during COVID, and they did. Keith Smith, and he's also
how much he made off. You'll ask him. What? How much did the NBA kick you down for that idea? He had to get paid, compensated for that.
I don't know. That I don't know. Maybe it was like, the guy who created We Believe. Can't remember his name.
You always say it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
God, I liked him. What was his name? Anyway, the We Believe guy never wanted anything for it. He could have.
Yeah.
Keith Smith's also a salary cap expert, so we can absolutely positively get into some numbers regarding the Golden State Warriors.
And the Warriors got a 7-footer, Steiny. Yeah.
Oh boy.
So what?
Thank you,
Fitz.
Thank you, Fitz.
7-footer? I mean, we need size. And I know you're going to say Gooley might be in Santa Cruz or whatnot, but
he might not even be in Santa Cruz.
He's a post player.
That is great. And you thought he was a brother, Quentin.
Well, I just didn't know. I was getting mixed signals.
Oh, no. Hey, I looked at the big boys. He's a big boy.
I'm listening to Dibley and Willard, and they're like, oh, the Warriors, they acquired Quentin Post.
Yeah.
Boston College. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm starting to picture him in my mind. And then they say, he's from the Netherlands.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, well, hold on a second.
You got a little cop to you.
And so I just, Dibley say, oh, he's a good pick and pop guy. He's got a little half hook.
Okay.
Can block some shots. And I texted him. I'm like, is he white or black?
That's great stuff.
Give me the pertinent stuff. He's white, by the way.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. We're going to have a fun day today. Here's another thing that just came. Oh.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
According to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, Golden State and Chris Paul intend to move the date back to guarantee $30 million on his upcoming year's contract at the start of free agency on Sunday. This gives the Warriors time to keep exploring trades.
Did they put a date on it?
Sunday.
So there is crunch time,
start of free agency.
Right.
Evan, that's good news. If I'm a Warrior fan and you're in the camp of you want them to make a move, they're in the lab, Stoney. So I like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we can obviously take from this is that the Warriors want to trade Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And use that $30 million to try to acquire a player.
Let's go.
And if they do that, obviously the odds of Klay Thompson staying are remote. Or more remote at that point, but there's no doubt about it that by extending this deadline, they are going to continue to work on something, probably involving Paul George, although there's going to be other teams involved. And now we have to wait tomorrow to see what Paul George is going to do.
Man.
Whether he's going to opt out or opt in. So it's a fluid situation. It is a fluid situation, Goo. What Do you feel good about where the Warriors are at right now?
You know what? That's a great question, and I'm going to say yes. And the reason I'm going to say yes is if nothing culminates from all this noise, I can still go to Kirk Lakeup joining us yesterday from the team store. I can play the sound of Fitz. And there is room on the banana boat for you or anybody else that says, you know what? If we run it back, I'm including Wiggins and everybody else, if we run it back and Dre doesn't get suspended, let's watch that. And you know what? I won't be disappointed. But if you can bring in a big boy, a la Paul George, PG-13 or whatnot, Stani, I'm ready to go. But I got to ask you a question. Do you think it's just Paul George or bust? I'm hoping maybe there might, you know, Jimmy Butler. We're not hearing anything, but we know what goes on behind closed doors. Do you think it's all just specifically now PG-13 or we're running it back?
No, I think it's. I think he's right now their focus.
Okay,
but I don't necessarily think if they don't get Paul George, they're out of options. It sounds like Butler's not going anywhere, so maybe he'll be off the board.
But that's shocking.
There's players. I mean, there's players that are able to be moved. I would think
KCP. Would you like him here? I would, in a Warrior uniform. What did you do with your head just a second ago?
Well, I mean, he's a free agent, so. Free agents are going to be hard for the Warriors to sign.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
It's going to have to be probably a trade. But what do you think about this? And Nahegan was
with talking, that fresh white belt,
talking to us this morning, and we were saying, Chris Paul, you know, he might, you know, decision time today. And if you've just joined us, the Warriors are going to extend that deadline, and Chris Paul's agreed to it.
It's
so
a wrap.
We won't get any finalization on that. But Chris Paul was here a year. He's been here a year so far. How do you think it's going? How do you think it's going? Because here's what I think. He's now played a year, and I just think they're going to have to guarantee that contract, because if they don't guarantee it, no matter what, whenever they do that, they lose a potential piece that they could use in a deal. And I think
I'm with you.
They'd rather keep that option open for a little while, and if they don't like what they have, maybe they'll like something 2 months from now or at the trade deadline. But I don't...
It didn't work. Yeah. How about that? His acquisition didn't work. They didn't make the playoffs. And I'm not saying it was fault, but he didn't come here not to make the playoffs, Donnie. So I feel confident in saying we all can agree. And he put his best foot forward. The only thing that from last year, when you talk about Chris Paul and any, not acrimony or any drama, was and it was fun. You coaching? Outside of that, he was the steward that he is and a great teammate. But, Stani, at the end of the day, from a basketball standpoint, it did not work. And I got to tell you this. This is no shade at CP3. Are you telling me there's a chance? Let's say they can't make anything. He's back on the team? That, to me, would stunt Pod's growth. Now, again, we got to find out what would happen with Clay. But, Stani, I just don't think he's a fit moving forward. And he may not want to be here.
He might not want to be here. I think you're being too harsh. I wouldn't say it didn't work.
Because for everybody, it didn't work.
Well, that's fine. But like Chris Paul did everything you wanted him to do.
Yeah, I didn't say he was bad. No.
I mean, if you want to make a list of guys to blame, Chris Paul wasn't the reason they didn't make the playoffs.
I echo those sentiments.
So,
I'm with you.
You know, Chris Paul, does he make sense for another year with the Golden State Warriors? I don't know. But
oh my God,
he's under contract. What?
We're matching.
What do you mean?
Two black shirts. Look at YouTube.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've ever matched.
My hair's sticking up.
Well, you got a fresh cut.
Well, it's funny because you know yesterday I went into I still maintain it. I don't believe I'm hypocritical, but you showed me that shirt yesterday I said, yeah, you know me, I'm not a big black T-shirt guy. Well, I'm not a black T-shirt guy with printing on it or with a logo. But what I have on now, I consider a dress shirt.
And I hate to break your heart, but
what?
That's a black T-shirt. Where I come
this
from.
This is a dress shirt. It's got a pocket on the top.
It can't be a dress
difference.
Shirt without a collar to me. That's a t-shirt. It's a nice shirt, Donnie.
No, Goo.
Oh, boy. Look at
it. It has short sleeves and a long bottom.
But it's got a pocket.
Which looks like a T.
Wear that in Greece, Donnie. Shout out Travolta.
You don't understand.
Olivia Newton-John.
The pocket makes it a dress shirt. Do you see what I'm saying?
If you think so.
You don't believe that. You're too smart, man. You couldn't wear that to church. You could.
What, are you crazy?
You couldn't stop.
If I put a jacket over this, I'll walk down the street right now and have people saying, hey, look at that guy.
If you think it's I'm not going to steal your joy on this non-payday Friday, but go ahead.
Sew a button on it and we'll talk.
Thank you, Evan. My man really feels like he has a dress shirt on.
That's a nice dress shirt.
No, hey.
Seriously, this is kind of shirt that you put a jacket over and you look fresh, as the kids say.
Shout out to the t-shirts.
You guys have no sense of style.
But we're matching.
Fozzie says on the YouTube check, Steiny, don't get us mad so early. What did I say already? This is a dress shirt?
No, I'm
that
thinking of doubling back to Paul.
But what about him?
You're right. I wanted to see more of Chris Paul. I hate it. Here I go, bring up Willard. He and I were in the same camp. We didn't want to see Chris Paul brought in. He was brought in, Steiny, and I thought he did well for himself. And I know he's looking at himself in the mirror, talking to his wife or kids, or even best friends, saying, you know what? The end is coming in a couple years. I need to be playing meaningful basketball. So I don't know if he thinks the Warriors can do that, but I am glad. That is good news, that extension. And Mike Dunleavy, Joe and Kirk, and all the powers to be are in the lab. I just wonder who that, you know, if it's not PG-13, who else could it be? That concerns me.
Well, it could be DeAndre Ayton.
It
could be Jeremy Grant.
I wouldn't be mad at any of those names.
It could be, who else is out there that you want?
Well, like you said, it's got to be a trade.
DeJounte Murray?
I'm warming up to that. Like, what don't you like about him?
I think he's overrated. I think he's a player who 3-4 years ago when he was with San Antonio, everyone's like, this guy. And I thought he was pretty good, but
I'll tell you what.
I think he's overrated defensively.
Let's play some Steiny.
I'm not saying he's lousy. I realize that he's okay.
Let's play some Steiny and Guru trivia.
I can't wait.
Evan, I love you. So, would you say your partner was high on Jordan Poole before the punch?
Oh, yeah.
And do you think the league took notice of Jordan Poole and his skill set and his ability to be able to score and get to the free throw line?
That's what other teams' executive jobs are. So yeah, I would
think Murray is too high in Atlanta to be the one or the 1A. You bring a guy like him that Curry could throw the ball to, clear out. Clear out. Let me cook. I could put the ball in the hole or get fouled. That's how I'm envisioning this new player for the Warriors. And Murray can definitely do that better than Poole. Or if not the same, well, right now, anybody, you know, he ain't falling to the ground, but I would welcome Murray because you don't got to be the Steph. We already have that.
Well, he didn't have to be the Steph in Atlanta.
He did.
They have Trae Young.
Well, 1 and 1A, and I love Trae Young.
But I'm saying Trae Young is a ball all the time. I don't know. I'm not a big Murray guy.
Yeah.
What if he played for any other team?
Oh,
like how much of this is because
look at the smile Steiny gives him.
He plays for the Hawks.
Well, you got to understand something that I know the Hawks players inside and out. I don't like him. Who else do the Hawks have? I'm going to just prove to you that I don't hate every Hawk.
Capella.
Yeah,
that's a guy who could end up with a Warriors.
And I wouldn't be mad at all.
I'm dead serious.
I wouldn't be mad at all.
I think he stinks, but go ahead. I don't like Capella. Who else do they have on their team? Trae Young, he's awful.
What's my, Bogey. Hurt his knee.
I actually like him.
I do like
Donovich.
Him, too. Yeah, he's
I don't. But you're right. I don't like Sadiq Bey.
Okongwu?
No,
I like Okongwu.
How can you not? That's what we need.
I'll tell you who I can't stand. DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah. You know who he's like?
He's like a guy. He's like Wiggins.
No, he's like he's like the guy the Warriors that was on Atlanta and the Lakers got him, and then he came and got hurt. Not Vanderbilt. Who's the other one? And everybody giving up on him.
He's a Warrior.
No, he was a Hawk, And at one point, yeah, the wing, just long and athletic, he can do it all. They just picked him up and he got hurt. He couldn't even make the playoffs. And he was in Atlanta.
Josh Smith?
No, give it, but he feels like him. Come on, Evan. Give me the guy. Talk about 6'11", 6'10".
He played for whom?
Atlanta Hawks, and then the Lakers picked him up after he kind of just fell
Spadone.
Off. What's my guy's name? He's on the
Spadone
Lakers.
Spadone doesn't know. There's a good chance he didn't
Spadone
play for the Lakers.
Spadone has a saying for him. We call him not for his friend. Let me just bring
is
him.
Is Spadone listening? Or
no, he's not. He's talking. But let me. I'll bring it up, Steiny. But that's who your guy is right now.
Where's the text line?
No, I don't need
him. Oh, Cam Reddish?
Yeah! But that's who he is, right? That's about what your boy is now.
You said like long.
Cam is long?
He's a guard.
Well,
I thought he was trying to wing. I thought you said at one point 6'11".
Well, I did.
Didn't you? Did you say 6'11"?
Wingspan.
Yeah, I did. But he's long. Stinks.
I was trying to think. I didn't know you were talking about Cam because you said mid-season. They got him in the July last year.
Yeah,
so that one kind of threw me off. But yeah. Scam Reddish.
Yeah, Scam Reddish. That's I said fraud, but scam, same thing.
By the way, Phil Mo Mike a couple days ago.
Okay,
when he called in. And he basically said, Curry doesn't have. I wouldn't be listening to Curry.
You and him are the only ones.
Well, I'm telling you, I think he's a fit. He's not going to. He's not a franchise changer. But I'll tell you what. You want me to start to become more of a Warrior fan? Go get Lonnie Walker.
The third,
the fourth. For goodness sakes, you don't want his dad. His dad's 63 years old.
What? I can't even remember what team he went to, Steiny.
Yeah, me neither. I think he's a Net.
Okay,
he was a Net.
Yeah, you're right.
He was a Net. No, yeah. But he...
Cam, people say that Cam and your boy DeAndre were the same player.
Actually, they were both... Yeah, Reddish is even worse.
Yeah.
I think. Yes, the Chris Paul deadline, ladies and gentlemen, has been pushed back to Sunday. Sunday, so we're not going to get a decision on Chris Paul, but Warrior fans, safe to assume that the reason this deadline is being pushed back is so the Warriors can continue to make some calls, to work on some deals. Most likely one of them is the Paul George situation. And just to bring you up to date, if the Golden State Warriors end up guaranteeing Chris Paul's $30 million, it would likely be to move him in a deal for a player coming back.
That's exciting in itself.
Right. That would also likely signal the end of Klay Thompson's era in Golden State.
Damn.
Because the Warriors then would be taking back salary for year, well, not multiple. Yeah. It didn't have to be multiple years, but they'll have to take back salary for the upcoming season, and then that puts him in a bind with Klay Thompson and whether they could pay him.
Let
or
me
not.
Throw a name at you, Steiny 925 Guru Steiny. We need Isaiah Hartenstein from New York. He can't come via trade, right?
What so about Post?
Well,
what?
How many second rounders come
oh,
in?
Now, now we're talking about
that's
second
why I
rounders
changed
not
on Bronny.
It.
That's why when I tell you about Bronny, how I slept on it, I feel a little different. But man, he would be perfect to go along. But TJD is your Hartenstein.
We do have a further update from Anthony Slater concerning Chris Paul. Quote, it's notable that the Warriors and CP3 only pushed his guaranteed deadline back to Sunday, not into July. Ooh. The Warriors now have a small window this weekend to figure out possible trade paths, but Paul needs clear view on his future prior to free agency.
You two are my guys. It was more Evan.
Are you crazy?
In the green room where he was like, I thought Evan said
give the man his props.
What?
And the man is Matt Steinmetz.
But you already got yours for saying Chris Paul was coming to the Warriors, but I heard it from Evan. It was more clear. And you guys said, if I'm CP3, I need to know now.
I wouldn't.
Soon.
All I was saying was, if I'm Chris Paul, Evan. I mean, why would I push it back? I mean, today's the day that he's got to find or would have found out if he's making $5 million or $30 million. And it's like, why would I push that back?
But I get it.
I certainly wouldn't push it. And that's what it's like. You can't push it into free agency.
They can split the free throws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I was
that's
right.
How I heard it. You got the lead with the Chris Paul last year. Come on, bud.
You know, have you heard the, Evan's a baseball historian, unlike you, Goo.
Roberto Clemente?
I do have a little Ty Cobb in me.
I know Goo has no clue,
but I'll admit I have some Ty Cobb in
me. No, I'm saying you're white. That's where I went, but what?
He just was...
Ty's a racially ambivalent name, right?
Oh, well, they had nothing to do with that.
Oh.
You heard the bathtub story with him, right?
No.
Oh, no.
Well, just...
Look at your historian. He hadn't heard it. Yeah.
It's just, you know, back in the day, they would go back to their hotel rooms and shower, take a bath or whatever after the games. And they had roommates back then. And Ty was coming back from the game, and he got home. And the roommate was in the bathtub, taking a bath. And Ty Cobb went into the bathtub and just threw him out of the bathtub, threw him up against the wall. And the guy's like, "What are you doing?" And Ty said, "I have to be first. I have to be first."
I just had a visual. What? Yeah, I wish you would have saved that one, but yeah. Whatever. Hey, I heard Babe Ruth might be part black.
Puerto Rican.
Dude, you look at his features, Donnie. I'm like, man.
The nose.
According to who you talk to, that's a four.
Did I get my reads today?
One sec.
What? And what was that?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
Lubman has a gray head of hair. The dude has locks like the Thor stuff. I'm looking like, who's that? You got to give credit where credit is due.
Brett
Wisely. It's men. Just admit, he's got a gray head of hair. You're a little jelly.
What are you kidding?
Young Love.
Lubman's got a nice mane. He's got a nice mane.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard mane for hair?
No.
It's like a lion's mane. You know what a lion's mane is?
I've heard, what up, mane?
Well, yeah. It's not that. But you know what a lion looks like, right?
Yeah.
You know the hair around the lion?
Yeah, that's
called a mane.
Wow. M-A-N-E. I didn't know that. Was that Mohegan? I heard him say,
I don't know. He's a mess.
Dude, he looked fresh. He dressed for success today, though.
All right.
Dude, he can spit his fire.
888.
957.
Yeah, I'm going to go check on the veracity of the Ty Cobb story. It's kind of like John Sally. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump in. Things are happening with the Warriors. Chris Paul still a Warrior as of today, and it looks like the Warriors are continuing to look for a deal. Paul George is the big name. KTVU's Fox Local streaming app for your connected TV. Live stream mornings on 2, the 10 o'clock news, and all Fox 2 newscasts. Plus, watch Like It or Not and more. Fox Local, free and easy to use. No subscription required.
They can extend that deadline if he agrees. He would have to agree. But if I'm Chris Paul, I think I would agree. I think, if there's a chance I still get to make $30 million next year, heck yeah, I'm going to agree.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, and that's what, in fact, has happened. The Warriors have pushed the Chris Paul deadline back to Sunday to decide whether they're going to guarantee his $30 million or not. What does that mean? Well, that means... clearly, the Warriors want to make a deal. And according to Mark Stein, he has covered the NBA for decades and decades. And I'll also add, he's got a good relationship with the Golden State Warriors. He is reporting that Paul George is the Warriors' number one priority above all else at this point. Paul George. The Warriors are all in on Paul George, and it's probably a big reason why they pushed Chris Paul's guarantee back to Sunday. Paul George tomorrow has to decide whether he's going to opt in or opt out. If Paul George opts out, the Warriors are out on him. They can't sign him as a free agent.
News.
But it looks more and more likely that he's simply going to opt in try to get traded. Or the Clippers clearly, well, I don't know if they clearly do, but if he opts in, then the Clippers can get something for him, as opposed to if he walks and he just walks, they won't go they won't get anything back for him.
Yeah, and that makes all the sense in the world, and that's what I expect to happen tomorrow on the Paul George front. But that Stein news, Steiny, that he is priority number one, PG-13, I get it, I understand it. And if you're a fan and you're on board and you think Curry and Dre need help, I mean, we're gonna know something here soon. So, again, it would be crushing to me if we find out tomorrow somehow, and again, I don't expect it to happen, he opts out.
Yeah, I'm. When you hear something this concrete, Warrior fans, and it's Mark Stein, and you don't have to trust me, but trust me, Stein's a big boy, and he's tapped in. And he's reporting Golden State has this week prioritized the trade pursuit of the LA Clippers' Paul George above all other business. And if you want to check out Mark Stein, you can check him out on Twitter at Steinline, 888-957-9570. So what do we know? We know the Golden State Warriors
are serious.
They want Paul George. I mean, they want him. They want him. How much do they want him?
What about, man?
Do they want him Jonathan Kuminga enough?
What or do you can think?
I don't know. I mean, the one thing that I think we've forgotten a little bit here is if the Warriors find a way to acquire Paul George and extend him for $200 million over 4 years, what will that mean for Kuminga, who would love to get his extension this summer for $30-plus million over 4 years?
Now that the Warriors would be PG-13's money, Stoney, if you decided you had to use him to get him.
Well, exactly. Exactly. The Warriors could probably kick the can down the road one more year because Kuminga's extension will not kick in next year. It'll kick in the year after. So, I mean, we can ask that simple question. Would you give up Jonathan Kuminga in a package that gets you Paul George? That's pretty much the question, I gotta believe, that the Warriors are going to have to answer. And maybe they've drawn a line in the sand where they say, we want Paul George more than anything else, but we won't go there, meaning Jonathan Kuminga. 888-957-9570 is the number. Goo?
You know me. I'm ready. You're ready to move
Kuminga.
Yes, and I know you don't care about feelings, but you do understand these guys have egos. Let's be honest. If you're Jonathan Kuminga or you're his family member or friend, you don't want to see PG-13 come in here. It's your time. And I think a great comp for Kuminga in a perfect world would be able to have the skill set and the natural polish of being able to create off the dribble, step back and shoot like a PG-13, Stoney. So I think it's a perfect fit. And again, to me, I think just thinking of what Kirk Lacob shared with us yesterday, it's about, hey, we could hit the fast forward button and get a Kuminga version of a polished NBA guy in Paul George that can help us win right now. Yeah, we don't want to lose a Kuminga, but we kind of are getting him in the trade, and he'll be ready to hit the ground running. And I heard the great Eddie Johnson on with Bonte and Shasky this morning, Stoney. He thought if the Warriors were able to pull this PG-13 trade off, that they're a problem in the West with George, Dre, and Paul George. And I agree.
Define problem.
A threat. You know, define to win a threat. Round two or even get to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, that's why
you're doing the trade.
I love Eddie Johnson.
Yeah.
I love Eddie Johnson. Keith Smith joining us at 11 o'clock. That's in 20 minutes. Keith Smith works for Spotrac and also at Front Office Show on YouTube. He is tapped into the NBA. He knows money inside and out. We've had him on before, and I guarantee you, after we talk to Keith Smith, we'll have more to talk about. But the question I have for Warrior fans now is it's pretty simple. Would you give up Jonathan Kuminga's as part of a deal that involves Paul George?
You gotta feel like that's a part. It would have to be a mandate, right? Could you imagine the Clippers not? Hey, you know what? Give us Wiggins. Man, Kuminga, I mean, his upside is, I get it, Stoney. I just don't know if he'll ever meet it. But dude is a physical specimen.
You know, the other thing that could theoretically happen is, Paul George opts in. The Warriors say, you know, we want Paul George. We'll give you anybody but Kuminga and Curry. And maybe the Clippers are like, we've got to have Kuminga. Well, you can't. All right, then what happens? Well, you know what happens? We move on.
And we run it back or try to get something, you know, somewhere else, Donnie, but it won't be as big as what Paul George represents.
707, you aren't trading Kuminga. Kuminga was our second best player last year. Calm yourself, Guru. We want both Kuminga and Paul George together. Trade Wiggins. What if you can't get Paul George and Kuminga? What if Dunleavy knows that you can't get Paul George without coming off of Kuminga?
Yeah.
Coming to shove.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll say this about that. I just go back to what you talked about yesterday in regard to Joe Lacob, you know, early on in the season calling the Lakers to see the availability of one LeBron James. Steiny, you don't think they knew that Kuminga might be, if they were really to get down and get busy like Arsenio Hall and pull off a deal, you think the Warriors don't know that Kuminga would have to be a part of that package?
I mean, I'm sure they've been wrestling with this idea for a while. Maybe it hasn't come this close, though.
And that's where, yeah, exactly.
To getting done, but...
Now they're like, you know what? If we want it, we got to do it.
I mean, this is one of those things. Like, I don't want to trade Kuminga, but I also don't want to stand pat. So, we're getting back to me believing that making a great move is going to be hard. But all that said, the reason I'd probably have to say no, why I wouldn't give up Kuminga, I think I might be able to give up Kuminga, but it's all the stuff that's going to come along with it. Like Paul George getting $210 million for the next 4 years. And then I think if we're honest with ourselves, the Warriors are going to have to give up a couple first-round picks. Mm. And you see that deal for Mikal Bridges, 4 unprotected firsts they got. And, I mean, look, the Warriors have 3 things they got to try to figure out. Do they want to trade Kuminga? Do they want to extend Paul George
and Clay
for 4 years? And then 3, actually, Clay's not in this one.
Well,
Are they willing to give up future first-round draft picks that might be unprotected? And I also think, what's obvious is if they get Paul George, Clay's not coming back.
That's just, I agree with wholeheartedly with that part. And that's probably why Clay is upset, knowing, I mean, this is what that signals, is they're trying to go big game hunting, Steiny.
Right.
And that would end the tenure of one Clay Thompson in the Golden State Warrior uniform. I'll tell you what, I'm excited that Chris Paul, we're going to find something out by Sunday, because that could be the tea leaves to let you know the reality of the Warriors being able to pull this off, right? And then also Paul George doing what we expect him to do just tomorrow, and that's opt-in.
I mean, if you're a Golden State Warrior fan, you absolutely want Paul George to opt-in to his contract with the Clippers. Absolutely. Doesn't guarantee he'd be a Warrior, but if he becomes a free agent, they can't get him.
What scares me about him, Steiny, is Wendy reported he wants to stay on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Obviously, coming here, he does that. Is why would he want to leave? You know, he's at home. He's from Palmdale. Why would he want to leave? That is what, you know,
he wants 4 years.
Yeah. And we don't know yet if the Clippers don't want to give that to him.
Exactly. This could also be one of those things that what leads it up. The Clippers may say, you know what, the hell with it. We'll give him 4 years. And Paul George just stays a Clipper unless they get a deal they love. Let's go to Dr. Z in San Jose. What's up, Dr. Z? How you doing?
What's happening, gentlemen? Nice to hear you guys.
Thank you.
I got a question for the president of the PG fan club in the Bay Area, Guru himself.
Go ahead.
He used to be the president of the Kuminga fan club, and he used to be the president of the Pool fan club, but now he's with PG. I got one question for you. Why exactly do you think Mr. Ballmer doesn't want to give him a max contract?
Well, we don't know that for one, that he doesn't want to give...
Well, there wouldn't be any question. If he didn't want to give it to him, Well, at the end, he'd be already be signed for life.
I'll say this.
Why do you think he doesn't want to?
I'll say this, because I'm not operating on the premise that he doesn't want to, but the great Bob Meyer shared with us, you don't have to make a decision until you have to. And that could very well be what's going on, and he could get that extension that you talk about Ballmer doesn't want to give to him. But to answer your question, I don't care why he doesn't want to give to him. One man's junk is the next man's treasure. And Paul George can steal ball, and he could help the Golden State Warriors.
Guru, I love you. I listen to you all the time.
Go ahead.
When you're healthy and on your game. But, Sonny, you tell me why Mr. Ballmer doesn't want to pay him. I can give you a reason why.
Well, there's probably
Everybody is just trying to leverage their negotiation. That's all this is. I can't even believe that we're still talking about this.
Well, so, yeah, but there's clearly something there with Paul George and the Warriors.
Yes.
Okay.
He wants his max deal.
Right.
And Ballmer doesn't want to give it to him.
Right.
And somehow there's a report that, well, the Warriors will give it to
Correct.
Him. Correct. Who would want that information out there? It's not in the Warriors' interest to say they would give it to him.
Well, first of all, do you believe that the Warriors would give it to him?
I think it's an insane thing if they would. I'm hoping they're not that foolish.
I'm kind of with you. I think it's an unbelievable risk. But
read the scoreboard.
Would they do it? I wonder. Is the question? Go ahead, Dr. Z. One more.
Just because I love listening to you. No, guys.
You're the man.
Dr. Z.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So
man.
He's out. I just real quick, Stoudy. I disagree that his tenure in L.A. and him getting the four from the Clippers is over. I think this is just part of the
My understanding
the
is
dog and pony show right here.
Well, my understanding is if Paul gets the second apron's in play for the Clippers too, and even though it's Ballmer,
he's got deep pockets.
The problem with the second apron isn't the money penalty. It's the handcuff that it puts you in with other moves down the line. This is Brian Windhorst, ESPN. He's reacting to Chris Paul and the Golden State Warriors pushing back the guarantee, the deadline for his guarantee.
I just think to point out, the Warriors, even though they had a very disappointing season and missed the playoffs, they are not giving up. They may be trying to rein in their spending a little bit, but they're not giving up. We know this because they tried to trade for LeBron last February. So even if it's not Paul George, they're going to be taking big swings. And where Klay Thompson fits into that is still a little bit of a mystery. So very big, important days for three or four major contenders coming up real soon here.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
I'll tell you what.
Big swings.
I'll tell you what.
To the last caller.
How much mileage is Lacob going to get out of that phone call to L.A.?
Oh, man.
I mean, geez.
But it would have shifted the basketball world for LeBron and Steph to even play together.
They said, what are you even talking about?
Well, you've played poker. What it signaled to me is Joe didn't like his hand.
What it signals to me
is... And now, here we are, months later.
What it signals to me is Joe Lacob must have felt like it was 4th and 25 at the trading deadline, and he needed to throw a Hail Mary, and it was batted down. Just batted down.
Right, but I tell you what, it also signaled, that's a one. Mm. What it also signaled is he's not in the garden like, hey, let me show you my, they're growing. Look at these seeds. That's what he's not doing. That's what the big swings that Wendy talks about, those are already ready-made, Donnie.
You know, and the other
needs
thing.
Needs no fertilizer.
You know, the other thing I want to say is.
Talk to me.
Joe Lacob bought the team. In 2010. It was in 2012. I always get that mixed up. Anyway, from the day he started owning the team, the Warriors have been linked to everybody. It's something that they've created. It's something that, it looks like it might be true. But the reality is when these guys say, oh, the Warriors are going... big fish hunting.
Right.
Well, can somebody? That's no different than Lacob's been talked about
for 12 years. They went big game hunting for Dwight Howard in 2012. They've been linked to Giannis. They've been linked to Embiid. They're always a team that's mentioned when a star becomes available. So that's where I'm thinking that part's not much different. You know what? If Jimmy Butler is available in Miami, the Warriors will be linked to Jimmy Butler. It's just... How much of it's true? I do think the Warriors are making calls on everybody. Well, but I think they've made calls on everybody for 12 years.
Well, I'll say this. During that 12 years, I don't think they've been the Warriors operating from a place of desperation. I think there's some desperation in the Warriors admitting and knowing, you know what? The end is near. We're not, this thing is going, it's coming to a head, and let's maximize it. So, Stoney, I bring that up because the energy and the urgency of trying to land another big fish, it just feels different now because you know time is running out. And you're coming off a year where you didn't qualify for the playoffs.
Here's Anthony Slater on why he's a little bit skeptical of the Paul George situation. The Athletic.
Maybe it's the skeptical side of me. I still kind of think this ends up with Paul George going back to the Clippers at a number that they probably agree on. It kind of seems like it's a large leverage poker play that's going on, and there's and they're taking it kind of to the buzzer.
That would be the Aaron Judge model, right? Using the Giants or PG, just, you know, using this podcast and doing what he's doing, Stoney, knowing him and the missus don't really want to come to the Bay.
I mean, my
and get bipped.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to bet, I'd bet. Paul George is back in L.A., but the only reason I would bet that is because it's hard to make trades. Most trades don't happen. Some do, and I would just go on kind of the percentages there. But
I'll be shocked as hell, Stein, if he decides to take his services and they trade him.
Put it in the – you ready to put something else in the cap? Put it in the cap that late July – podcast, Draymond Green, Paul George, and they're both saying, "Oh, it was close." It was close.
I hope you're wrong.
No, it was close.
I don't want to hear that.
I would have come to the Warriors, but I'll bet anybody.
Next question.
That caller was. I love the caller that said he loved me and I was the president, but
he didn't like what you said.
Well, I want him to call back if Ballmer gives Paul those 4 years. Because I believe that could, like, if the Warriors can't pull this off, it's because they said, you know what? Not they gave in. Here you go, Paul. We want you to be a Clipper going to this.
What does that tell you, though? That Paul George believes the Clippers are better than the Warriors.
Well, yeah. And he's been comfortable.
Would that hurt you?
No.
That would hurt you.
We got bigger fish to fry than the Clippers.
And then we have to start talking about, what if no free agent wants to sign?
We run it back and you play the fit sound along with the Lakeup from yesterday and the Raymond Ritter.
The fit sound is deleted. It has been deleted.
No.
Tim and Rally. That's North Carolina.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Play it again, Sam.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Did you not hear me call for Tim in Raleigh, North Carolina?
I called
now,
an audible.
Who is running this?
And Evan Sam apparently played again. Sam, I know Sam's not here. That's the whole saying. Played again, Sam. Wasn't about Loveman.
Stop,
Tim. I'm trying to get you on the show. I'm trying. What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, man. I'm not even going to go there with Guru on the – I'm just like the last caller, but I done gave up when it come to Guru and all this nonsense. Honestly, the biggest memory I got on Paul George playoffs or whatever is Damian Lillard hitting a 30-foot in his face and sending him home.
Oh, man.
I don't remember him winning nothing. I remember more shortcomings than anything, but you know what? He's a name. So, whatever. We are always more fascinated by somebody else's stuff than what we may have in our own backyard. Right. I mean, so, you know what? Well, whatever, man. If this kid, and this is not even a big if, honestly, if he makes half of the leap he did last year, what are we talking, 22 to 23 points a game? I mean, half of the league.
Could be
so
more.
So, you know what? So whatever, man. You know what? Throw it all away. But this is what I was calling about, Stoney. Honestly, they wouldn't necessarily even have to lose Kuminga because Wiggins is going to come off the books at $25 million. And you're probably going to lose, like, maybe Looney.
Wait, what?
Chris Paul, maybe what? Moody. You don't have to lose Kuminga, and you can pay them both, honestly, Stoney.
Tim, Wiggins is still under contract for a couple more years.
No, I'm saying if this whole Paul George thing was to happen, Paul, he would probably be some way, somehow eliminated or taken off the books. And those $25 million can almost be slotted and put to the side where you could almost pay Kuminga and PG and keep the thing to going. I'm saying you don't have to necessarily make a choice of Kuminga. I know LA would probably want him. No, I'm saying I know they would probably want him, but they wouldn't really have the leverage. PG would have the leverage because he can go somewhere else and L.A. get nothing. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Let me share this with you before you go. It's kind of funny, and I love you because you're part of the show. I'm about to get, and I want you to respond. You guys call the show, and you talk to me like I'm Joe Lacob. They are the ones interested in PG-13, so I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Don't come at me. What would you tell Joe Lacob and company, who obviously are interested in one Paul George? I want you to come at the same energy at Joe Lacob that you did with me, because I'm not running nothing. I'm responding to the news.
Go. I don't know that what you're saying is true, that Joe Lacob is about to put Kuminga in anything. I know for a fact from hearing your voice, you would. So I'm coming I know what you would do. It ain't nothing else to talk about.
I would. All right, you got me on that one. I would put Kuminga in there.
Oh.
Thanks, Tim.
Here's
the thing. Tim might be right about they could still pay Kuminga, but then they're gonna have to make a decision then in a year, because you can't have Curry at 60, Paul George at 50, Draymond at 25, and Kuminga at 35.
But you're missing one component, I believe, Stoney. Forget the numbers. Kuminga can never never grow with Paul George in his way.
I thought Paul George was going to play two for us.
No, I'm just saying, Jonathan Kuminga, he can't play with Wiggins. You think he could play with Paul George? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Paul George would be much easier to play with than Wiggins.
If they run this thing back.
Keith Smith on the other side. Spo-Track and NBA expert. Looking forward to talking to him, especially because there's about seven Nuggets. We want to run by him. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.